A Jewish Journal article. November Clean Speech Campaign. Mindful Speech to Unite and Heal. Starting November 1st, members of Jewish communities across North America are invited to participate in the Clean Speech Challenge. Founded by Rabbi Raphael Leben, Executive Director of the Jewish Experience in Colorado, the Clean Speech Challenge is a 30-day educational and awareness campaign to strengthen unity and respect within and beyond the Jewish community. Over the past decade, we experienced a terrible disintegration in civility and public discourse and in our healthy relationships personally, Leben told the journal. The way we speak to each other is both the problem and the solution. As Jewish communities around the country continue to grapple with the war in Israel, and the loss of more than 1,400 lives and 200-plus hostages taken by terrorists, many are finding ways to unite and heal and try to make a difference. The month-long campaign, Leben explained, is both a response and an opportunity to make the world a better place. This campaign is particularly timely and important right now, he said. We need to be extremely united as a people while under attack from our enemies. He added, in addition, the world needs to see the beauty of a healthy Jewish community, particularly at a time when anti-Semitism is at a shockingly high level all around us. Launched by Leben in Denver, Colorado, in 2019, the Clean Speech Campaign was a response to mounting concerns regarding the increasingly confrontational discourse among communities and online platforms. Since its inception, more than 60,000 individuals have taken part throughout North America. According to the organization, participant surveys reveal that 72% of respondents witnessed a significant transformation in their communication patterns, while 98% acknowledged that the campaign's teachings have had a lasting impact on their speech. Plus, more than 90% expressed eagerness to join future campaigns. This year, more than 200 Jewish organizations and schools, across the spectrum of affiliations, plan to participate. Clean Speech expects to reach more than 60,000 people. While anyone, anywhere, can sign up online, there will be campaigns run in New York City, Denver, Cincinnati, and Santa Barbara. Ottawa, Canada, will run their campaign in December, and Toronto, Cleveland, St. Louis, New Jersey, Dallas, Los Angeles, and the United Kingdom will run campaigns in early 2024. Although we are outraged and heartbroken with the atrocities committed on our brothers and sisters, we are also galvanized in solidarity as a Jewish community to defend, support, and encourage each other with honor and respect, Leben said. Starting November 1st, participants in the Clean Speech Campaign will receive daily 2 to 3 minute videos, based on timeless biblical wisdom. These videos offer everyday insights and tips on how to speak with respect to others. The hope is to erase gossip, slander, and criticism. Instead of watching graphic, violent videos of terrorists bent on destruction and death, our campaign offers a very different kind of video, Leben said. One that gives a positive message and tools for changing the way we speak to one another. Leben believes the exercise of learning for 2 minutes daily consistently for 1 month will help to lock in real change in the way to speak to each other. Our data shows that if someone participates in the campaign consistently, spending just 2 minutes a day for 30 days, they can genuinely and successfully upgrade their speech habits. The relationships with people all around them will thereby be improved, whether at home or at work. He continued, if as a community, we embrace the lessons of Jewish mindful speech successfully, we can elevate and upgrade our communal discourse affecting everyone in the community and ultimately the world. The Clean Speech Challenge is free and open to all. For more information and/or to sign up, go to cleanspeech.com.